Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I just want to say that I hope that Chris Paul, that his hamstring will stay strong. It says that if you seek, you shall find. And I hope that he finds a better three-point shot.
Well, seek and find. Still looking for Chris Paul. 0 for 6 from three-point land yesterday. I guess you can say the hamstring held up. 3 for 14 from the field. Rockets fall 104-99. But as is the case many times, Landry Locker joined by Wade Smith and Cecil Shorts here on Sports Radio 610. The superstar is going to get the blame. And despite the fact that James Harden did what he did in that third quarter with the Rockets trailing by 14, tied the game up, many people, including my man Cecil Shorts, are dropping the hammer on the MVP.
He needs to be the MVP at all times. Not just in a regular season. Not just when things are easy and nobody's playing defense. But when the time gets tough, when you think Jordan, when I think of Michael Jordan, his moment, for me, I'm 31 years old, I think of him at the top of the key, crossing Byron, wrestling over, pushing off. Boom. Game winning shot. Clutch moments. Legends are born in the playoffs.
So we're comparing James Harden to Michael Jordan now?
No, but what I'm saying is in the big moments, the best players on the team take over.
I remember James Harden. I don't know if it was game 4 or game 3 this series where he hit the step back 3, the dagger, the bang, like one of those shots. I mean, what more do you want from him? That was a clutch situation. He stepped up and took the big shot and made it.
You had an opportunity last night to go up 3-2. So in a bigger moment, I want to see him shine. I want to see him take over. I want to see him come on.
The Warriors did what they wanted to do, and they made sure that they got the ball out of James Harden's hands. He made the right decisions. They scored, just like Landry said earlier in the show, they scored 8 out of the last 10 possessions. What they needed was a couple more defensive stops. And the possession, I remember that James Harden was one-on-one with Curry. Curry tried to cross him over and lay up. He missed the layup, so you know, James Harden played good defense in that situation, too. I didn't see James Harden getting beat off the dribble or anything like that. I mean, James Harden, to me, I don't want to say he's blameless because everybody, when you lose a game, everybody has to take some of the blame. But he's the least guy that I want to put anything towards because listen, the Rockets shouldn't even have been in that game. The Rockets were down by 20 in the first half. Mm-hmm. They should not even have been in that game. The Warriors tricked off the end of the second quarter and the third quarter to let the Rockets get back into the ball game. I just really can't blame Harden for what happened. They fought back, got back into the ball game, and then the Warriors kind of woke up and finished the game the way they had started it.
Championship way to finish. But for me, the most blame goes to Harden. That's just what it is for me. But I have a question for you guys. With Chris Paul being on this milk carton, not showing up at all, right? Do you think he's playing not to get hurt? Do you think it's in his mind that he's so nervous? He's been hurting and everywhere he's been to come playoff time. Right. He's been battling injuries. Do you think now it's to the point, okay, to be the best for this team, I have to figure out a way to stay healthy?
I'm going to say hell no, because many times he's falling on the ground, the more you fall on the ground, the harder it is to get back up. And he keeps flopping and running people over and charging them all that. I think he doesn't have any legs. You know, that's something that the prayer should have been praying for. Pray for Chris Paul's legs, not his hamstrings, but his stamina. Yeah, some endurance, something, some lift. We need to have them call back in and pray for some lift in his jumper so that he can make some of those three-point shots that he's missing.
Coca-Cola Slanger, 713-572-4610. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts, in for John Lopez. My thing is this. I get that you can just say he's the MVP, he's supposed to do this, but give me an MVP who hasn't had someone take him home against the opposing team like the Golden State Warriors. I mean, you can go back throughout history. You talk about Jordan and the Byron Russell. He also had Steve Kerr and John Paxson hit big shots. He had Scottie Pippen to carry the load every once in a while. I don't think it's fair to expect James Harden. What James Harden did in that third quarter, and this is in hindsight, I said it after the third quarter, what he did, he exerted so much energy that he needed Chris Paul to take him home. Like LeBron had Kyrie take him home. Like Dirk Nowitzki in 2011 had Jason Terry consistently taking him home. Like Kobe, when he went 6 of 24 in a game 7, had Ron Artest and Pau Gasol take him home. No MVP has ever been able to overcome this by himself. And on one hand, Cecil, we're sitting here saying that the Golden State Warriors are this super team, and they're so good, they're mm-hmm. awesome. Oh, my gosh, it's mm-hmm. unfair. A 70-win team out of Kevin Durant. But then we're saying James Harden is supposed to do this by himself?
So you're saying it's unrealistic for the MVP of the league, for the best player on the team, to step up in the biggest moments.
He stepped up. That third quarter was a big moment. It counts just as much as the fourth. He put them in position to win that game, and Chris Paul let them down.
Time and Chris Paul did let them down. Clint Capella played, didn't show up.
Yeah, he's on the milk carton too.
Time and time again, Harden gets, if he has a bad shooting night, he goes to the media and says, "Oh, that's just me. I'm gonna keep shooting. No matter what, I'm gonna keep shooting. No matter what, I'm gonna keep shooting. Something's gonna fall." And we expect him to keep shooting. The best player, your best scorer on the team, is not taking a shot. That's a problem to me.
He's not taking a shot because they're still scoring. They're scoring on those
That's
possessions.
That's a problem to me. I mean, him to take over the game, though.
Does it matter who makes the basket?
It doesn't matter who makes the basket, but I want him to take over the game. I want him to be the reason we won this
game.
He
did, though. He took over. He took over in the third quarter. Like, he took over and he put his team in position to win.
I'm talking about the fourth quarter.
But Kyrie's taking over for LeBron. We didn't sit here and say that LeBron didn't take over.
The reason we won the championship is because LeBron hawked that dude down and knocked the ball off the backboard.
He made a great defensive play.
Andre Iguodala. And then, of course,
but he wasn't taking a bunch of shots.
I'll give it to your point. But he led all statistics that series.
And so does Harden.
All statistics.
Harden
so
is leading
me,
all statistics
and then,
as well.
And then going back, talking about he's tired. That's no excuse. It's no excuse. He's
tired.
It's a reason. It's no excuse. This
it's
isn't
halftime.
There's gold. A receipt. I said it the second half. It takes a lot of energy that he had to use in that third quarter to do what he did. A lot. And Chris Paul needs to carry the load. He needs to take you home. You have to have someone to take you home. It's no guy has ever won a championship by himself. Nobody. When LeBron was doing it by himself, they were saying the same stuff about LeBron. They were saying the exact same stuff. It wasn't fair when they did it to LeBron. It's not fair when they do it to James Harden. I don't think it is. It was about LeBron's help, and that's why he ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. That's what happened to James Harden. I think you're being too harsh on him, Cecil, and I think a lot of people are doing it.
I may be being too harsh. Maybe it's unrealistic, but I'm not going for the he's tired thing. I'm not going for that. I understand Chris Paul needs to step up. Clint Capella needs to step up. Other players need to make their shots or whatever the case may be. But I'm not going with the I'm tired thing. This is playoff basketball. You get the job done.
Answer me this, Cecil. If he would have done what you said, and that's the big thing that a lot of people talk about with the Rockets is it's ISO ball. They're going to give the ball to James Harden. He's going to hold on to it, and he's going to either drive and get fouled, or he's going to step back and shoot a three, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let's say he does what you want, and he just plays that style of ball at the end of the ball game, and he misses those shots. You'd rather have that as opposed to him not taking shots, facilitating good offense, and them scoring 8 out of the last 10 possessions. Is that what you're telling me? Because now you're putting it all on Harden to win or lose the game. And I get that thought process
unfair.
Of, you know, we're gonna go down with him or without him. But that's what everybody complains about when it comes to the Rockets.
I think I'm so used to seeing him in the fourth quarter. Okay, set the screen. The screen gets coming. He's ISO'd on the center. Or he's ISO'd on whoever. And he's boom, 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 crossover, step back because it travels. Two step backs. Step back. Hit the jumper for good. Hit the three and it's good.
You said he slicked through that traveling there, though. He slicked through that.
So I'm so used to seeing that. That's what I want to see him do in that particular situation of the game.
Is
that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. It just seems like all year we're talking about what if Chris Paul would have played game 6 and 7 last year? What if he would have played? I'm asking the same damn question 5 games into this series because I don't see the guy. I don't see the guy. Chris Paul has been out for the last 7 times that these two teams have met. And it upsets me because he's supposed to be the guy that, with all the criticism of James Harden, he's the guy that comes in here and he's the guy with the edge. He's the guy with the chip on his shoulder. He's the guy that you traded for, that you brought in, and I haven't seen him. 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic, you're on with Landry, Cecil, and Wade on Sports Radio 610. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know we're being a dead horse here, but, I mean, I'm going to – I mean, you have the big three, and to me, look – Capella has not shown up this series. Chris Paul, I mean, he's not. Everybody gives him a pass. I don't understand this. That he's just not himself. He's just a shell of himself. And people need to realize that Chris Paul, Mr. State Farm, whoever he is, he's not the person.
You're saying he's Cliff Paul. He's not Chris Paul. He's Cliff Paul.
There it is.
Cliff Paul and Clint.
Cliff is playing, not Chris.
I'm not even calling him Capella anymore. I'm calling him Baby Cato. He's Kelvin Cato, honestly. He has a worse contract than Kelvin Cato ever did. 713-572-4610. Landry with Smitty and Cecil Shorts here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go to Floyd. Floyd, take it away.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, let me tell y'all something there in Houston. Chris Paul is the old Barkley on his last years. When Barkley back you up. All Chris Paul doing is running into you, trying to get falls. Even on a jump shot, he throwing his whole hip into you. Now I'm gonna get off of Chris Paul. I'm gonna talk about Capella, the $90 million man. Now y'all, I know y'all got a kid, somebody there on payroll. You give him the ball between the free throw line and the square box, he lost. He don't know what to do with it. So how do you decide to give that kind of man $90 million when he have no game?
I mean, in his defense, we appreciate the call, Floyd. In his defense, he's had a pretty good season. He's just kind of disappeared in this in the playoffs.
Well, I feel like have we
in
really...
the playoffs or just the Warriors series?
There you go.
Because he's a bad.
He was up and down
against
Utah. Yeah, he was a bad matchup. And this is the other thing, Smitty. We'll continue this on the other end season because we're a little bit up against it. This is the other thing about Clint Capella. If the Rockets do get past the Warriors, man, he's got a lot of work ahead of him. He's going to have to check Jokic against the Nuggets, and he's going to have to protect the rim against the Bucks. So you're going to need him, man.
I mean, you're going to need him, but I think he matches up better against teams like that as opposed to the Warriors because there's no one on the Warriors that he can legitimately guard. He can help off and help. He can help off on defense, but he cannot check any of those guys, especially when they work the screen roles. And so you just got to have to deal with Steph Curry, and he's got to deal with Klay Thompson's guy like that. He's not going to be able to check those guys. And so you have to get other guys in the game, the Shumpers in the world. Those guys have to play, and you kind of hold Capella back and use him maybe when they go to their bench so he's not caught in those situations.
Wade Smith. Cecil Shorts, Landry Locker, John Lopez taking some time off to attend to some personal matters. Our NFL insider, John McClain. We'll continue talking about the Rockets, 713-572-4610. But our NFL insider, John McClain, said Tytus Howard is going to start week one at left tackle. I can already see Wade sitting there shaking his head. We're going to have him refute what John McClain said. And just how special can this offense be led by Bill O'Brien? We'll get into that and a lot more. It's Landry, Cecil, and Wade. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Anything that you would send
with all the people I know. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.